Kuntres Rosh Chodesh Kislev Tovshin Nun Beis. So this mimer was said on Shabbos Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It was said in Tovshin Memhei, and it begins with the words of the Haftorah on Erev Rosh Chodesh when it falls out on Shabbos, and then next day is Rosh Chodesh. So we read the Haftorah Vayomer Lo Yehinosen. So if you're paying attention, you might remember that in for Rosh Chodesh Iyar Tovshin Nun Aleph. Also in the Dvar Malchus time, there was a kuntres with the same Dibur HaMaskil, the same beginning with the same words of this Haftarah, but is a completely different, mimer on a completely different subject. So let's go forward. This is a very interesting insight Zerb is giving us over here, based on the verse that says, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, Macha Chodesh, and you will be remembered, which is the word nifkadeta, you'll be remembered because you are missing from your place. Ki paked moshevecha. You will be remembered because you are missing from your place. Now, Erev Rosh Chodesh, what's Erev Rosh Chodesh? When the moon completely disappears from sight, you don't see any moon on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And that explains that, but this is the bittel of the Yidden. That through this bittel, they draw down a new revelation that was never before in the world. And it manifests itself as the birth of the new moon on Rosh Chodesh, which is the level of nifkadeta. You will be remembered in the pasuk. So this Or Chodosh, this new light, is from a level that is completely above the world, drawn down through the avoida of bittul. Whereas avoida connected with the existence of the individual, if it's connected with my mitzias, it only draws down Or on a level that has connection with the world. So there's a much higher level, and in fact it's called an Or Chodosh when you do the avoida of bittul. So the Rebbe then describes three levels of awakening from above in Isrus de la Eila. First level is the level that is given from above without any effort from below, because the effort from below, the Isrusa de la Sato, cannot reach it. Second level is Isrusa de Eila from above, that comes as a result of the Isrusa de la Sato from below, consequence. And the third one is a level that's given as a gift, meaning that the effort from below can't reach this level. You can't earn it, you can't bring it down yourself, but this level is only given, it's a gift, it's only given after the lower entities, after the lower creations have perfected themselves, they made themselves a vessel, and they have drawn down the second level, which is what they can draw down from below. So these are the three levels, one higher than the other. And after explaining these levels, the Rebbe then says that the revelation of Nifkadeta, which is the new Or Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh, which is connected with Geulah, of course, is greater than the level that comes from above as a gift. And we said the highest level of the three was, it's given as a gift, you can't reach it. Now there's something higher, which is the Or Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh, which is the Inyan of Nifkadeta, which we said above, is this is drawn down from our Avoida of Bittul. So this demands explanation, because the level that's given as a gift, you can't even reach it. And this one, you said you can reach it, so how could it be higher? So to understand it, the Rebbe explains how Nifkadeta is when Zoh gives Hashpo to Malchus, Zoh, which is the six spheres of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, etc., gives over to Malchus, that Hashpo, and that relationship between Zoh and Malchus is Yehoinosen and David in the Haftorah. So this hashpo is the inyan of Macha Chodesh, that tomorrow there's going to be a new moon. But since it states tomorrow is the new moon, it must be connected with the previous day, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh. So today is Erev Rosh Chodesh, and I'm saying Macha Chodesh, tomorrow is the new moon. So when I'm saying it, it's Erev Rosh Chodesh. This whole hashpo, this whole inyan is connected with Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is what was Erev Rosh Chodesh? The disappearance of the moon. You are missing from your place. Yipaked Moshevecho. And based on the sequence of expressions in the Pasuk, V'yomer lo Yehoinosen, Yehoinosen, Yipaked Moshevecho, and Nifkadeto. So the Rebbe says that there's a hashpo, which gives the ability for Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yipaked Moshevecho, which in turn is what generates Nifkadeto, which is this high level through the bittul that we said. And further, based on the verse, Yitzchak, the son of Avram, Avram gave birth to Yitzchak, that awakening from below, that's Yitzchak is from below, which is higher than the place from which the awakening from below, awakening from above, which is Avram comes from. Nonetheless, there must first be a bestowal from above, which enables the awakening from below, because the lower entity, the Tachtein, is unable to elevate itself without something from above to get it going. But this bestowal from above is what reveals the power of the Tachtin to reach even higher than the bestowal from above that we're talking about. So this really consists of two aspects. giving the power for Yipaked Moshavecha, the bittul and elevation, giving power for that, and for the Nifkadatur, which is the new Or Chodesh that will come from this, both the revelation of the Tachton and the Hamshacha that it brings. And those who are having an arousal from above that brings about both an elevation of the Tachton and a Hamshacha that comes through that elevation. So astonishingly, the Rebbe proceeds to state that the elevation of the Tachton, Erev Rish Chodesh, Bittul, when we're in a state of Bittul, it's Erev Rish Chodesh, we don't see the moon at all, it is actually greater than what we draw down, which is the Or Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh Nifkadeto. This is what's revealed Lasid Lovo. It's not revealed now, it's only revealed Lasid Lovo, and that's what we say about Yitzchok, Kiyato Avinu, Lasid Lovo, because that's the greatest level, is really the awakening from below. And this corresponds to Yoinosan and David, which is Zon Malchus, that in the future, what does it mean? That in the future, Malchus will receive directly from the Or Ein Sof, instead of through Zo. And that's what's meant by the verse that states that in the ultimate future, the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. That the moon will illuminate by itself like the sun, and not like at present when the moon simply reflects the light it received from the sun. So this elevation of Malchus begins when she nullifies her existence and thus becomes a kli, a vessel for even greater elevations, until she becomes a crown, Eishes Chayil HaTeres Ba'ilo. Now, it seems that the bittul of Malchus, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yipakad Moshavecha, the sinin of bittul, is in order to bring about the revelation of the Or Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh, which is Nifkadeta, right? The reason you have the Bittul of Rosh Chodesh is because you want the next day to have a Gilui of the new level of the new Chodesh. But in the future, Nasilove, the great quality of Yipaked Moshevecha, which is the Bittul of Malchus on Rosh Chodesh, would be that through it is drawn down the revelation of the Shodesh of Malchus itself. Not the Or Chodesh that it draws down, but rather it reveals the Shodesh of Malchus. And all of this applies on a higher level to Yisroel, which is Malchus, the moon, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zoh. And now, according from the Rebbe in the Maimer, the Bittul of the Yidden brings about that the Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers them, so to speak, and redeems them. And like the moon, which will not need to receive from the sun, through the Bittul of the Yidden, it becomes revealed that Yisroel v'kutsha b'richa kul echad, the Yidden and the Eibishter are all one. And therefore, they will not need, so to speak, to receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they are truly one. And more than this, the Yidden are bestowing, so to speak, to the Holy One, the crown of her husband. So all of this comes to explain, and it's in the language Chassidus, that although we are presently laboring to bring about the revelation of Mashiach in the world, which is accompanied, that revelation of Mashiach is accompanied by great revelations of the Geula, these revelations, that Or Chodesh, that's not going to be the real Chiddush. The real Chiddush is not the result of the Avodah we're doing now. The real Chiddush and the highest revelation will be the revelation of the Avodah itself that we're doing now. That persisting to labor from below with tremendous bittul for more than 30 years since we last experienced the revealed Hashbo from above, that's the real Chiddush, that's the real Gilui that's going to be in the Geula. So through our efforts to reveal the Rebbe in the world, we are in fact crowning the Rebbe with ourselves, with our Avodah. We're revealing that we are one. And even more, we are bestowing Hashpo on the Rebbe via our efforts from below. All of this is in the Maimer. I very, very much suggest learning this Maimer. Gewaltiges stuff.